Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most... I'm sorry, guys. I didn't think of anything. Podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's
up, guys? What a letdown. Andy, go.
Segue into letdown. My surge was supposed to be here yesterday, and I was at the grocery store shopping when they fucking came. So now I was hoping to be able to bring surge to the podcast so you guys could be like, crack, oh my God, nostalgia. But now I have to wait till fucking Tuesday to get it. Which I'm probably not going to be home when they deliver it.
Damn it, Andy. You were at the store.
I'm sorry, I had to get some groceries.
Well, you already had Serge come into your house. What groceries did you need?
I really thought about being like, Camilla, go on your own. I have to stay here for the Serge. Probably should have.
Go to the goddamn store on her own.
Just, she can go find her boyfriend and she can go.
Just call up Jose or I don't give a fuck. Just go with them. I gotta wait for a surge.
You don't have to go to the store with somebody.
Well, I wanted to go, actually.
Why?
Why? Because there was
The goddamn surge was supposed to show up that day. You've already had a delay once.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Remember that place where I was gonna get you that surge?
Yeah.
Originally? Well, they said that they got some more in. And I was like, I'm gonna get it. It's gonna be like the latest way to get it. And I saw your post and I was like, fine, fuck him. I don't wanna get it anyways.
Did you get yourself a surge then?
I haven't been to that place yet. It's at a card shop.
Nice.
Yeah.
How much were they selling it for?
It's like $2 a can.
That's a good deal.
So both you guys are dropping the ball.
Well, I chose to drop the ball. I had it in my hands and I threw that fucker on the ground.
Did you really have a surge in your hand?
No, he's talking about the ball.
Well, I know, but maybe he was like,
No, I haven't. I haven't been to the store.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Every podcast, we're gonna start a new segment of Andy not fucking listening to Tam. I'll go make a drop, and then Andy won't listen to it.
Yeah. Let's talk about your guys' this week's.
Nothing special.
Nothing?
No, nothing. Really? No words. Worked overtime. That's it. Day.
Getting that money. Getting that grind.
Yeah.
That cheddar. That lettuce. That taco meat.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Some sour cream guac on the side.
Yeah. That chalupa. Get that chalupa.
But no tortillas. I don't. This is more like a taco
tortillas
salad.
For bitches. Get chalupas. Get that chalupa grind on. That sounds like a dance, the chalupa grind. So Tam, how was your week? Oh yeah, that board. So I got here last week.
Oh yeah.
And I sat in here, I was like, alright. So then that when I finally sent the text and you were like, oh, not gonna make it, I was like, oh, okay. And then it got really quiet in the house and I heard you snoring.
Me snoring?
And so I was like, oh, Matt's sleeping.
That's
so
funny because I don't normally snore apparently.
And then I like opened your door because I was going to say, I was like, all right, if he's snuggled up, I'm not going to. And that's why I left the note. I hate being woken up when I'm all snuggly. So I opened the door and you were snuggly. And I'm like, okay, Prince, I will let you sleep.
Legit question, was I nude?
No.
Okay.
Like I saw blankets. You were snuggled. So.
Yeah. Very. So I found out last week my phone no longer makes sound. So my alarm went off, but I didn't hear anything because the phone, my sound doesn't work anymore.
Oh, that's so shitty.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fuck you, Apple.
No, I got
He's got the Android.
I know.
It will still fuck you,
yeah,
Apple.
Yeah, fuck you, Apple.
Yeah. So, because like my alarm went off at like 11 and I woke up at... Oh, no, my mom woke me up, like, right after he left. She's like, I think Andy just left. I'm like,
oh. Well, no, seriously, like, I was like, in my head, I'm like, if he is snuggled up, not going to bother him. Because when I'm snuggled, if someone fucking bothers me, I'm the crankiest bitch. So I was like, I looked in, you were snuggled. I'm like, got to let him sleep this one. Then I wrote you a note.
Yeah, so we didn't have a podcast last week because I was sleeping.
Like, you were so snuggled. If it wasn't creepy to take a picture of you sleeping, I would have.
That would have been so fucking creepy to wake up to a picture of my phone of me sleeping.
Yeah, just you sleeping like,
what the fuck?
Hey, snuggle bug.
It would have been even better if you, like, borrowed some random person's phone, sent the picture to their phone, and then their phone to his so that he didn't know what the number was.
Oh, he just gets, a like, an email, like, 3 days later. Hey, snuggle butt.
So my week wasn't crazy exciting either. So I missed the podcast because I had to teach a birthday party, and I got like a $50 tip.
Yeah, to hold up, teach a birthday party.
Yeah.
What, someone did not know how to party?
No. That's my side job.
That would be so shitty.
I go down
teach these fucking kids how to party.
I go down to UNO, teach party 101. No, so at the martial arts school, we have birthday parties where you teach martial arts to a bunch of kids.
Oh, what a bunch of nerds. A
bunch of fucking nerds. That Andrew Pearson kid. Ugh. He's like 7. He better not listen to this. But yeah, I got like a $50 tip, and that never happens. I never get tips on birthday parties. And I don't even
Did you also, you were also getting paid for this too?
No, because I'm full time. No. So that's all included. So like, I always get paid for birthday parties is the way my boss always tells me. And I'm just like,
That's a boss way to put it.
Yeah. Yep. No, you're always getting paid for a birthday party. I was like, yeah.
So are you salary then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I guess I never thought of salary in karate. Yeah. Martial arts. Wow, that sounded really
naive.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm sure whatever you do is just like fast food. I didn't want to use the words fast food, but I just couldn't think of anything quicker to describe what you do as a whole.
It's
not fast food,
it's a bakery cafe.
That would have been much better. I would have felt a lot less dickish.
No, you just we got a drive-thru.
Panera became fast food.
And to be honest, what I do was kind of karate. It's like a mix between taekwondo, karate, and kung fu. I can get into detail if you wanted, but
do our viewers want it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Send us an email at thegetcombopodcast@gmail.com.
We only have one email, and it's you.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Yeah, I like never check the email.
Thousand emails.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it right
play
now.
Play Final Fantasy 13.
Email from Andy. Still back from last month. Oh, Google Play sent me something.
Oh, what's that up to?
What's what?
I said, what's Google Play up to?
Oh, and nothing. Nothing special.
So the big thing of my week was my boss got back from that trip to China, and in order to continue my training, I have to like partake in this heebie-jeebie ancient Chinese secret type meditation thing for like 100 days.
What?
It sounds really cool, and I don't know how many details I can give like over the air just because of, you know, ancient details. Chinese secrets.
The ninjas might kill you?
Yeah.
That'd be fucking scary. Always having to worry.
But one of the requirements is you can't orgasm for 100 days.
Oh, no! I'm going to hire all the prostitutes.
Yeah, I'm going to start it on November 1st. So
November 1st.
From November 1st.
No FAP November.
No FAP November.
And then no FAP next couple months.
Yeah. I've got to do that. I've got to do like a bunch of meditation stuff.
So can you just not like, is it just like a part, can't partake in like?
I cannot.
Can you have like.
Quote, release.
Release.
I cannot okay. release.
Oh no.
It's about like a cheat.
Well,
you
could be the master of edging.
Oh my God. You know, day 100, like a stiff wind, you're gonna be like, no.
Shouldn't have wore sweatpants.
Yeah, but that's really it. And I'll give you guys updates as much as I can over the 100 days. But...
Okay, yeah, totally. I want those.
Well, not like about me not coming.
Oh, I want those.
Okay, day 94, Still haven't done it.
It sucks.
It's supposed to be like this whole key thing where like I'm gonna be unlocking different parts of my body. I don't know how it works, but I have a video of my boss hitting me. Or I guess I don't have it. He has it.
Oh jeez.
With some technique, and he didn't put any fucking effort into it, and he freaking floored me. I was done. I could not breathe. It was insane. Wow. He didn't hit me on like my center line either. It was in my pec. Like he hit my pec, and I was like dead.
Oh, that's awesome, but at the same time, very scary. Yeah.
What if you turn into fucking Goku after this?
Well, that's the plan, right?
I have a question.
Yeah.
So say during this 100 days, you have a nocturnal emission.
I have to start over.
No fucking way!
I have to start over. That counts as a release.
That's rough, because...
Oh, I'm going to send you all the naked pictures at 11 at night. Well, you weren't at the wedding, but here's what happened afterwards.
Oh my god, Mitch and Paige. I didn't know you were there.
I'm always there.
Can I share one more story before we get started?
Nah. Sure.
Okay. No. Gaming. Go.
So I was at class on Thursday, and I was taking class.
Everyone was pissed off because they have an orgasm in 60 days.
Actually, I'm the only one in the school who's going through this at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah, or will be going through it. Yeah, it's because I'm special.
I see.
My boss told me for 100 days I can't orgasm. I don't know if that's sexual harassment or not.
That would have been a great follow-up line.
I'm
going to
tell him
that.
Yeah, it's going to be rough because you're supposed to orgasm every week on this podcast.
Oh, is that why that happens?
Just walking out.
His pheromones in the air.
Yeah.
Three dudes in a small room. Pheromones abound.
Three orgasm podcast. Three. Oh.
This is three.
Anyways, I was at class on Thursday and I was taking class. I'm a first degree black belt in combat Hapkido. And I wear my third dan taekwondo belt because, you know, there's more stripes on it. It makes me feel good.
I'm a real man.
There's this guy who I can't stand. For the sake of the podcast, we'll just call him Dr. Ed O'Leary. He's a fourth degree black belt, and I think he's fucking retarded. He has no idea what he's talking about. None. And it's frustrating. It's so frustrating.
Are you a higher level, or is he?
He's technically higher by one. Really? We share the same amount of belts, but in Hapkido, he has four black belts, and I only have one. So I have to, like, grin and bear it. But he I don't know if I can explain this.
I can, like, see some rage in you. Like, just, like, right here.
He doesn't articulate what he means very well at all. He thinks he knows everything. And then what he does know, he's wrong with. So it's just like, God damn it, get it together.
How old is he?
He's, I don't know, 50, 60.
Oh, damn. Yeah. So he should have his shit together.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to, I can't talk on the podcast and show you guys. I have to stand up. So he's like, I'm having a problem with the technique because I want to do it a particular way. And the instructor wants me to do it a different way. And I understand how to do it. It's getting my body to translate what my mind wants it to do, because I don't, my body doesn't want to do that. It feels uncomfortable for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm slowly going and I'm going and I'm going and I get it wrong and I go, ah, I got it wrong. Fuck. And he is like, here, let me explain this to you three times in the exact same way that the instructor explained it to you. And I'm like, yes, sir, go ahead. Cause I can't back talk him. It's kind of like the military. I'd get in trouble. So, it's just I don't know how to articulate. And then he started going off on some random tangent. We're not even working on the shit anymore. And I'm just like, are you kidding, Ed? I just want to do it. I get that I'm bad, but just let me do it.
Stamp.
Yeah. God, it was friggin' annoying. I'll explain more after the podcast. It's such a visual that it's like it's about like being in a stance with like your feet spread and him pushing on you this way where like where you're off balance.
And with like his ass?
No, with his hands. He was telling me about like being rooted to the ground and he's like, okay, get in a rooted stance. And I'm like, okay. And he pushed me. And like on a scale of 1 to 10, he pushed me at like a 2. And I was like, oh yeah, I kind of stay still. Cool. And then he goes, okay, lean backwards. I lean backwards just a little bit and he gave me like a 7. He's like, whoa, you see, you're off balance. I was like, yep, I'm off balance.
I have a sound that like when something's so fucking dumb, you have no like audible retort. It's just like it's like
the best
like,
part
so
is
dumb.
The best part is I told Master Dan this in class yesterday because I took another class with my mentor and I explained the situation. He goes, no, he's wrong, into like in front of like a bunch of people. Like no, he's wrong, that's not how you do that. And I'm like, no, thank you, I just needed someone to say it.
That's all I wanted.
But yeah, there's the rage for today. I'm sorry. I had to tell someone.
Hey,
you
it's
guys,
okay.
You guys are like family.
Aw, shucks. That's nice.
All right, guys. You ready to get into gaming news?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
Smash for Wii U will feature board game mode and stage creation with the gamepad.
What you think about that?
Stage creation with the gamepad sounds cool.
Sounds sweet.
And that makes me excited because stage creation is how you get Project M. Because it was there's like a it's the thinnest line of code, I guess, for the game. So they modders could get in, so that means we could potentially have like a Project M style thing for Smash 4, which would be cool.
Oh,
board game mode? I have no idea what the fuck that is.
I know, I'm trying to. The new board game mode feature is part of the game's official description, casually listed with the game's other mode. So it doesn't really explain it much.
Yeah.
It's just casually listed with the game's other modes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited for it just because they've decided that they're not going to do like more characters or whatnot, at least as of right now. And the stage is the same number. So you could fit all that on the 3DS. So what are you going to add up for to make this a $60 Wii U game? Let's put in a shit ton of modes. So
that'd be pretty cool.
There's going to be so many hours trying to platinum that game. It's going to be tedious and exciting.
There's no achievements on Wii, is there?
No.
No.
But still.
But in Smash, they have their own set of achievements.
Okay.
So in the game itself, the way you unlock things is by doing a certain number of activities.
Well, that's cool. At least there's still some unlockable.
Yeah.
Epic Games distances itself from Unreal Engine-driven game Hatred.
I watched the trailer for it. It's
pretty fucking bloody.
Yeah, it's just violent.
Gory. Yeah. Unreal Engine and developer Epic Games is distancing itself from the game Hatred by asking to have its logo removed from all promotional material. The company released a statement explaining that Epic's relationship with Unreal Engine 4 users doesn't permit the company to control or censor material created with the engine. So basically they're saying this game's too bloody and gory. We don't want our... I mean, you can use our engine because it's public.
Yeah.
But don't put our logo on it.
The NVIDIA logo is still attached to it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, I didn't know that there was a game called Hatred. So, whenever you read it, I thought those two studios were, like, distancing themselves from game Hatred.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I read it, and I was like, huh, I don't get it. The sentence does not sound finished.
Computated it.
Yeah, I did not see the trailer.
It's violent as fuck.
I mean, I could play it right now, but everyone would hear it.
You don't really need to hear it. It looks really crappy.
Doesn't.
What's the game about?
You literally just go around and shoot like innocent people and cause chaos.
Oh, so what? It's just a newer version of Postal?
Yeah,
It's a newer version of Postal, so it's going to get the same like attention that Postal did. Like, oh my god, violence and video games. No, like 150 people play Postal.
You know what I still find the funniest thing ever? You know that, I forget which Call of Duty is, Black Ops 1 maybe, where you have to where you shoot up the airport?
Modern Warfare 2.
Was it Modern Warfare 2?
Really? Yeah.
Really? Modern Warfare 2, huh? Mm-hmm. That long ago.
Google it.
Yeah, I will. But you know the funniest thing about it? No one told you you had to shoot anybody.
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing. Everyone does. Oh, it is Modern Warfare 2. Damn.
I remember getting that game going like, oh shit, this scene's going to be insane.
It's so funny because like everyone mows down the civilians in the airport, but not a single thing said, hey, shoot these guys.
Yeah, they gave you but the option.
Everyone just does it.
I played the first time I did it, the second time I didn't. Just to see if it would change the story.
Oh, fuck no. It's a Call of Duty.
I'm getting
Wait, they don't have branching paths.
Call of Duty has a story?
Black Ops 2 had branch. Black Ops 2 had five different endings.
Really?
Yeah.
And no one saw them because they were all playing the multiplayer.
The evil one was really cool.
I thought of the main characters just talked about how your mom sucked their dick last night.
I'm excited for Advanced Warfare. I'm getting that.
Yeah.
Story looks really good.
I want to get it, but I don't get paid until like just a couple days before it gets released. So I'm going to see if I can still try and pre-order it.
Yeah, that's what...
It might be too late, I don't know.
I gave Camilla my card since she works in the mall and the Oakview one's the closest one to us. I was like, will you go pre-order this? And she did, so I was like, nice.
Can't you just like pre-order it for like $5?
Yeah.
Five is the minimum. You're right, I can, but you should really see the paycheck I just got. It's the one where I missed all the days with my appendix.
I get you.
I might need every dollar.
Oh, no. Just go sell an organ.
Dude, a kidney is 15 grand.
What?
A kidney is 15 grand on the deep web.
Just 15?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I feel like it should be a little more, like 30.
I didn't dare click on the link, but I saw something about
selling
children, and I'm like, nope.
Oh, yeah, nope.
I wasn't clicking on links. I was scrolling the boards because I'm like, I'm not clicking on any of this shit.
Did you have your safe search on? Then what could hurt? Just go into Internet Explorer and into the safety features.
Internet Explorer is the safest browser out there, guys.
Do
you believe me?
So I don't remember who did this, but a very, very long time ago. Maybe even a year. Somebody commented or tagged my name in a status for a picture of a popular online site. And everybody comments on it. And so I get notifications whenever somebody comments on this picture. And I have not gone back and like unfollowed that post. And so just now I got a freaking comment. Oh, somebody commented on that picture. It's a fucking Sheldon from Big Bang Theory in the Game of Thrones chair. I don't care about that. I don't care about it at all. I was like, oh, somebody commented, ha ha ha, Game of Theory.
Funny, lol.
Fuck.
Tag bomb. Look at this picture.
God damn it, mom. That's not how Facebook works.
Pokemon Snap could return for a reshoot as director responds to fans' requests.
Reshoot, cool. I love it.
Director Junichi Masuda said, as a player, I definitely want to play a cool new version of Pokemon Snap. He said it would have to be made a little bit differently because nowadays everybody has a phone and can take pictures.
Yeah. So
I might have to reimagine the game a little bit.
That'd be neat.
But so,
I enjoyed the hell out of the original.
All it sounds like right now is he's like, yeah, totally, I'd do it. And we just got to see if it ever
That sounds... arrives. Hey, I'm cool with it. That just gives me hope. I mean, that's not a...
Yeah.
No, fuck that game. That was a mistake.
Somewhere out there.
That is the first game I remember renting.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
the first one I remembered was the guys who made Ratchet and Clank, their very first like PlayStation 1 game. I think it's called Disruptor.
Yeah.
That was the first one I ever rented.
Oh, first game I ever rented, Mega Man X.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was a good one.
Either that or there was a, I'm trying to remember what it was, but it was a Marvel game on Super Nintendo where you could play as like Iron Man, Wolverine, Spider-Man.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. That game.
You know what they need to make a new version of is an Ultimate Alliance.
For like yes,
next gens.
They do, and they need to make sweet. It not shitty like the second one.
The first one was so good.
The second one was, I mean, the story was all right. It was the Civil War storyline and everything, but the powers were so limited.
We gotta make everyone the same.
I hope I'm not jumping, but they're making the Civil War timeline in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
That's what I saw.
It's gonna be fucking beast. It's gonna be
neat.
I think it's
I've been waiting for them to say that word.
Did you see DC's
lineup?
That's gonna be all the way out to 2020.
Yeah,
the Cyborg movie's gonna come out when I'm 30.
Cyborg's gonna be in Batman versus Superman.
Really?
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
I don't know how they're gonna do this whole Civil War thing without Spider-Man. They need to get the rights to Spider-Man. I know they're talking about it, but they need to get the rights to Spider-Man. And then, who's going to play Spider-Man? Because that's important.
Tobey Maguire!
I'm actually... Did you guys like Amazing Spider-Man 2?
I enjoyed it. It wasn't the first.
I didn't see it.
It was okay. It was a good action movie. As a Spider-Man movie, I was like...
I actually feel the exact opposite of you do. I freaking loved the second one.
Really?
Like a shit ton.
I thought it was really so shitty Spider-Man. How not long Rhino was in it. I was like, 5 minutes at the very end? All right.
I was cool with it in expectation of the next movie. Like, I was like, ooh, that looks really cool. I'd like to go see the next one now.
They got a new Carnage in Venom. If they do Carnage and Venom, they'll have my money.
They're planning on a Venom movie right after a Sinister Six or something. Like I've heard of it on another podcast.
What?
Oh shit!
I mean, I heard it on the internet. Heavy, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Heavy.
You done goofed.
What if I told you it was the IGN podcast? The
oh, my heart.
Keeping it.
Ow. Ow.
Their podcast name is Keeping It Real. Like a reel of film and keeping it real.
They
like,
need to get the fuck out. What else we got?
Sony's shipping 200,000 PlayStation 4 units to China by the end of December.
That's crazy. On a random China note, iPhone 6 pre-orders are at 20 million in China.
Damn.
What?
Dollars?
No, 20 million iPhones ordered.
I was like,
that's how many they've had pre-ordered in China. 20 fucking million.
Do you think they'll do it?
Yeah, they'll do it. But that's an insane amount of phones. No, we're not doing it. Everyone's gonna show up to school the next day. All the kids are like, oh my god! Everyone else got theirs at the same time in the whole fucking school. Fuck!
All right, guys, that will do it for gaming news. Let's go on to technology.
Technology!
Back in my day.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
The Sony Xperia Z2 TV and the Z2 tablet may get PS4 remote play.
Like, they can put remote play on almost anything nowadays.
I think I've decided that I'm getting a Vita.
What made you decide that?
Yeah. All right.
Being able to play PS4 games and watch football at the same time.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Okay. I can support that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Either that or I'll just get another TV. But I feel like the Vita is the cheaper and better option.
Yeah, I think a Vita is a good investment. Cool, yeah. Rocking.
Yeah.
I'll have to see how it works.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. I still got to get that Xbox One, though. I got to hurry up and get that because the Master Chief Collection is coming out in just a few weeks.
Did you get my text about that day one patch?
Yes, 20 gigabyte.
Master Chief Collection, day one patch, a 20 gig patch. That's fucking insane.
Yeah, I might have to get it. I wonder if there's probably some control to turn off the system after it's done downloading.
I would imagine you doing it in the background.
Because what I'm thinking might happen is I'm probably going to have to set it and then go to work.
Yeah.
I definitely don't want to leave it on for 9 hours.
It said you can play the single player while it's downloading.
So, I had no idea, but apparently there's a story in this game, Master Chief Collection.
The Halo 2 campaign is getting remade, I know that.
But you mean like all four?
Apparently, it's some person is going through the files, the memories of Master Chief. So the reason that it's a collection is because you're going, and it's only Master Chief, is you're going through his memories, trying to track him down in order to go search for him in the next game. So like there's a plot reason to make this shit.
But they found him in Halo 4.
What happened at the end
of Halo 4? Well, apparently he's leaving or some shit. I don't know.
At the end of Halo 4, well, like in the middle of Halo 4, he, you know, finds himself on that planet. I'm trying to remember the specifics, like names and shit, but finds himself on a certain planet, and then there's some U.S. Marines not far away, and they get the, you know, his transmission, like, oh my god, Chief. And then Master Chief shows up, and they're like, oh, I'm so glad you're here, Spartan. And then, hoorah! Then, you know, they beat the bad aids, and he comes back, and he's at orbit looking at Earth, and they're like, so she's gone, huh? Because Cortana's, I guess, dead.
Do you think she'll come back?
Probably. The X-37B plane has landed. It's a top secret plane that has been in orbit for 2 years.
And no one knows why it was up there.
It looks like a mini space shuttle. It's been in orbit. Theories say they're trying to capture pictures of China's space labs, spy gear, stuff like that. These are all theories.
Goddamn government.
It's pretty neat.
That is really neat.
It's been in orbit for fucking 2 years.
That's scary, though.
It's got so many naked pictures of me.
Was it?
Speaking of naked pictures, Snapchat leak. Any naked pictures?
What? There's a Snapchat leak?
Not from Snapchat itself, but there's apps that allow you to save Snapchat pictures without...
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Yeah, well, those apps have been compromised, apparently.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Anyway, you know what's not scary?
What?
Ebola.
It really...
I'm literally not afraid of Ebola.
I'm so afraid of Ebola.
And everyone's freaking out about it. And I'm like, the Texas state flag has a star from literally everyone in the United States who died of Ebola. Get it? It's one.
Until the CDC's like, you should probably not go outside anymore. Then I'm going to, like, hold my reservations. But yeah, until they're like, no, you shouldn't go outside anymore.
I saw a stupid fucking headline that's like, is the Ebola threat the worst since AIDS? AIDS!
Oh, is that what you made the
really?
Facebook about?
Fucking AIDS!
Well, I mean, they have a point.
What's the point?
Ebola is a scary word. So is AIDS.
Ebola is a scary word.
Dude, yes, AIDS is one of those words you'll hear in a group. Like, you're walking through the fair and you'll just hear AIDS and just...
The fuck was that? The thing with the AIDS outbreak is when it hit, no one knew what the fuck to do. With the Ebola outbreak, we know what to do. You lose blood, we give you more blood. You lose fluids, we give you more fluids. And then you fight it off.
That's why
the U.S. death toll is like... What, like 10 people had it and one person died? 10% death rate.
So far.
Yeah.
So far.
So far.
But what happens if you get it? you don't have an appendix to fight off the Ebola.
Fuck.
Actually, to be fair, if any of us get it, we're in like one of like four cities that are built to deal with it.
UNMC, son.
I heard an interview with a doctor the other day, and they said, you know, for the Ebola outbreak, they tried, I guess, to try and use that hospital in Dallas as, you know, like an example, like, oh, any hospital can deal with Ebola. He's like, the situation is it not just any hospital should be dealing with it. He's like, there's specific, like, removal units in, like, Omaha and Atlanta that he's like, anyone who's gone to those, hospitals, no one else has got infected. He's like, there's a reason for that. He's like, those are the hospitals that should be treating him.
Yeah. Also, that one Ebola patient has cost the Nebraska taxpayers almost $100,000.
Huh.
Yeah, because UNMC is funded by Nebraska.
Not really too worried about that, because that was $100,000 they were going to spend anyway.
Yeah. Like, I think it's an interesting fact that one Ebola patient has racked up that.
No, fuck that. That person should have died. Yeah. I wanted to keep my $100,000.
I'm actually
totally fine with taxes. I understand why they're there. It's a shitty thing.
Are you kidding me? And you call yourself an American?
I mean, I realize with taxes. You know, sometimes it sucks to look at your paycheck and be like, oh, they took so much taxes out. But at the same time, I like roads and bridges.
Ugh.
When I pay the road tax or the tire tax in Omaha, I'm like, this is for potholes.
You guys.
Vibrating needles could make shots painless by tricking your brain.
Oh.
That sounds cool as shit.
Oh, it slipped and just tore a hole in your fucking arm.
I'm not afraid of needles even a little bit, but I know quite a few people who are. I don't know if that would...
Camilla fucking hates needles.
I don't know if that would get rid of the phobia of needles.
Researchers from the American Society of Anesthesiologists found a certain amount of pressure and vibration applied for 20 seconds before putting the needle in was effective in making it not hurt.
It's really interesting.
Let's see. How does this fool the brain? Well, the gate control theory of pain says that pain signals originate from the broken skin must pass through nerve gates in the spinal cord on its way to the brain. But these gates can be blocked by other physical sensations like pressure, vibrations, or a BJ. This also explains why pressure
can... Really?
No, it doesn't really say that.
That was really smooth. You snuck that in there. Nice. I love it when you sneak those BJs.
You're welcome.
Sneaky BJs are the best kind, man.
Welcome to Sneaky BJ Podcast.
You're getting one right now. Oh, fuck!
The auto blow 2.0.
Tam's like, no!
I can't start over!
I'm going to come so much before November 1st.
Hey, Tam, you want to hang out? No! No! I need these next week off.
Come back, and my arm's just like...
That was a day, Tam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That was my whole day.
Yeah. It's exhausted.
I'm sorry to derail your needle podcast.
No, that was it. I was going to mention, though, I have to get a flu shot, and I just keep fucking pushing it off.
I got a flu shot.
Nice.
I got a voucher for a flu shot because I missed them at work, so I'm just going to Target and pharmacy and get one.
Nice.
But I keep fucking like, I'll go tomorrow. I'll go tomorrow. I'll go tomorrow.
Hey, you want to go tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right.
I wish I could give blood again. I actually like giving blood, but I hate fucking almost passing out all the time.
I like giving blood too.
Yeah. I've never given
blood.
It's
a good
blood.
Feeling, but is that the end of tech?
Yes.
You guys aren't even gonna ask me why?
No.
Alright.
Why?
The only reason I didn't ask why is I'm pretty sure we've gone over this in the podcast before.
Yeah.
And I don't remember. So
I have mad cow disease.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. On to news.
Keep looking.
You want the news? You can't handle the news.
Oh, completely.
This is news on 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
Cemetery hopes a 5K race will draw new customers.
Okay.
Is it going to be a zombie walk?
A cemetery in central Illinois is embarking on an unusual marketing campaign that includes a 5K race and actors dressing as people buried there.
Oh my God.
I liked my idea better. Let's not put names and faces.
The goal is to encourage more people to buy lots at Springdale Cemetery.
You know who shows up for 5Ks? Young people, not old people.
We know if we get people back into the cemetery, they're going to be amazed at its beauty.
Were they there to begin with?
Back into get them back in. We'll be cool again, guys.
Back in the 70s, everybody was at the cemeteries.
Why don't you kids go to the cemetery instead of playing your video games?
But Grandma,
go! Back in my day, I lost my virginity next to a headstone of your great-grandpa.
Oh my God.
He wanted butt stuff, but I said no.
Maybe next time.
Maybe not in the cemetery.
He called it the bum hump. I don't know what he wanted.
So yeah, 5K run, cemetery. That's pretty sweet. God damn it. French conservatives struggle with a giant inflatable butt plug.
Is that the thing that was sitting out in like the front of, it was just,
yeah.
There was like a Reddit post. It was like, this showed up in France last night and it was just a giant butt plug.
There is a giant butt plug in the middle of Place Vendôme.
You really shouldn't leave your butt plugs in places.
It's a 78-foot inflatable foreign object.
70-foot.
Your mom's dildo came in.
The artist Paul McCarthy calls it a tree.
This is a treat for you guys. I've never seen a butt plug.
Oh, my God. This artist is also famous for a sculpture of Santa Claus holding a dildo. Oh, my God. And here it is.
Yay.
Oh my God, that's so great. I wonder if when he showed him the drawings, he's like, it's a Christmas tree, guys.
I love it. Do you have a picture of the
butt plug? Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah, it's
I was imagining it bright red.
No.
No, it's green.
Yeah.
It's green.
Aiden. Bright green butt plug. We are still recording.
All right, and next up in news, sculpture resembling butt plug removed after vandals strike.
The same butt plug?
Is it the same butt plug?
That's funny.
The controversial green art installation has been vandalized overnight and removed. The inflatable sculpture called Tree vaguely resembled a Christmas tree, but evoked for others, including its creator, artist Paul McCarthy, a giant anal sex toy.
Bro, it's a Christmas tree, I promise!
Oh, okay. Whenever you said Paul what?
Paul McCarthy.
I heard.
Were you really thinking McCartney?
I was totally thinking McCartney. I was like, that's weird. Santa Claus and dildos. Whatever. It's your call.
That beetle can do what he wants, man.
It's bigger than Jesus.
And finally for news, John Thornton arrested for allegedly aggressively mopping.
This fucking floor.
John Thornton visited the DoubleTree Hotel in Bristol, Connecticut on Monday night. He apparently did not like the job being done by a female employee, so he allegedly grabbed the mop from the woman and began, in the words of the police report, mopping aggressively. Investigators said the 27-year-old employee was mopping the floor when Thornton, who was 30, somehow became unruly at the hotel and grabbed the mop from the woman.
This fucking chick.
Thornton began mopping, becoming more and more aggressive to the point of mopping over the employee's shoes multiple times.
Oh my God.
My J's.
The employee repeatedly asked Thornton to stop mopping, but he backed her into a corner.
You can't step on it. You'll leave footprints everywhere. May I have to wait for this to dry now?
That's something hilarious. Going on tonight. That's I love these weird ass stories because they're things I've never fucking heard before. You're never gonna hear in my life again someone aggressively mopping.
That's crazy.
Extremely crazy. And guys, that will do it for this episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast. So goodbye.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, fuck!
Bye, everybody.
Off track!
So remember to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3acombopodcast, twitter.com/3acombopc. That is a number 3. PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com and search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast. Andy just locked the door, so we're about to have some fun. So for Andy and Tam, this is Matt signing out.
Get the green butt plug. Thank you.